Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, and welcome back to the Tone and Sculpt podcast. It's your girl Chrissy Chella, and today's guest is someone very near and dear to my heart. She is absolutely amazing. She represents everything boss ladies should be. It's Julianne Ponan, and she is the creator of Creative Nature. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So excited.
I'm so excited to have you on this podcast. You are honestly such an inspiration to me, not only for business, but what you've created. You've created something incredibly personable to you, and other consumers can buy into it. And essentially, it's life-changing, isn't it?
It is. It can save lives too.
So you want to tell us a bit about why you created Creative Nature and what it represents and where this whole thing happened?
Yeah, so I started actually my first attack of anaphylaxis. So anaphylaxis is something that I have, which means I stop breathing when I eat any nuts, chickpeas, lentils, sesame, a lot of the top 14 allergens. And I stopped breathing when I was 2, apparently, in nursery. I was rushed to hospital and my heart was restarted. They found out that I was allergic to a lot of things there. I don't actually remember that, so I'm quite lucky.
Yeah.
But since then, I've never been able to find snacks like that are healthy. Mm-hmm. Even if you look in the supermarkets now, snacks that are healthy all contain nuts or sesame or some sort of allergen. And I wanted to be able to say, okay, everybody needs to eat. It's not fair that just certain people are allowed to enjoy these things.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, let's make a brand that's inclusive to all. Mm-hmm. So encompasses all the top 14 allergens and lets everyone eat good food.
Yeah. And then I remember you told me this story before. I was at a bakery class you did with Creative Nature and you hosted it and I came. And I remember when I was baking, I baked a brownie, the brownie mix that you have.
Oh, and yeah, then yeah.
I remember it being so easy to make.
Yes, it's meant to be made for like the most novice baker.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't cook. It sounds crazy. I own a food brand, but I can't cook very
yeah.
well.
Yeah. But I think you need I think you need lessons from cooking with Chrissy, but you know.
Yeah, I might have to. I might have to take some. But yeah, I wanted to make it really easy for children as well, for parents who just don't have time with their kids. So you'd literally add 2 ingredients and you were able to do it as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And you saw how quick and easy.
It's really delicious.
It's super good. I'm biased, but...
No, it is. And I will be like, I honestly would not promote or tell people about a product that I, A, didn't believe in, or B, that I don't think it tastes good. And I have packs of it in my house, mostly because obviously you guys help sponsor the Tone and Sculpt event, but I literally have packs of this and I've started to make one each week and have the brownies set, because I'm the kind of person that as soon as I eat something salty, I want something sweet. So instead of just grabbing a bit of chocolate that's majority of the time processed, I feel so much more better eating something that's, you know,
better for you.
It is better for you. So how did it come about that you created these recipes and then you implemented them into a business?
It was just out of needing to eat, really, to begin with. It was, my mum used to make it for me when I was a kid, and I just couldn't make it for myself. And then I went away, I finished university and I went into banking. And that was a completely different stage for me in my life. And I wasn't eating well because I couldn't find anything I could eat, and I actually lost a load of weight.
Wow, okay.
Which was really bad. However, I started making my own things. Mm-hmm. It started off with like snack bars, things that I could take on the go. And I came back to the UK and said, actually, let's
So where were you living at the time, sorry?
I was in Beijing.
Okay, wow.
It's
okay.
A completely different culture and really bad for allergies when you have a nut allergy.
Yeah.
So that was the issue for me. But I came back to the UK, basically started working in a business which was called Creative Nature.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, this is all new.
What? Okay.
Kind of exclusive as well in a way.
Oh, sorry.
I started working in a business. They were doing like candles, incense, statues, everything. They sold to festivals.
Wow, like completely different to what it is now.
Exactly. And in £56,000 losses.
Oh.
So I was offered a management buyout so I could buy the business.
Okay.
And stupidly, I just said yes, because I was about no risk, no fun.
Okay.
At that age.
Okay.
And I just wanted to do something.
How old were you at that?
21. I was around going, just turning 22.
21 and you literally bought out a business.
With all my savings.
Oh my God. I didn't know any of this. So I'm like, literally, I just got goosebumps at how brave you were to even do that.
Well, I don't know, looking back, I literally sacked the whole management team as well. So
oh
it was
my God.
Me sitting in a little tiny box office by myself thinking, what have I just done?
Yeah, I mean, I would be shitting myself.
I was pretty much at that time. I'd be
like, what, why? Okay, so let's go back. So you bought Creative Nature, which was essentially like a candle business, completely different to what it is now. So then what happened after that?
I decided I wanted to make it a food business.
Mm-hmm.
I always loved food because I needed to eat.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, this is something that I can actually do. And I know there are people suffering from the same things as me. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I thought it was just going to be a little business where I, sort of a lifestyle business, as you say, and that I could help people as I went along. So we started with the snack bars, literally mashing up ingredients in my kitchen with my partner Matt.
Oh, lovely.
And he was just I've like, this Matt. Is crazy. He was a teacher at the time, primary school teacher. And in the kitchen, we did that. We went out to Kingston High Street and sampled a load of bars.
Just you two?
Yeah, just us two.
And like, you were just giving them out to people, like, try this.
Just to see what people thought. At the beginning, people spat them out.
Oh.
So it wasn't very nice.
Oh, no.
But remember, Coca-Cola only sold a certain amount of bottles in their first year. I think it was like 5 or 6 bottles. So I always say, if they only did that and look at them, what could I do?
Exactly.
Anyway, we went out to Kingston High Street. People spat them out. We had to render the recipes a lot. So it took us about 12 months just working on recipes again and again, getting the business going. But within 18 months, I had brought the business back into profit from the 56,000 losses, started selling at markets, in stores, and we got our first major listing.
So you were, whilst you basically brought the business back to life, you were now selling something completely different.
Yeah.
So Holland & Barrett were now investing essentially in your recipes and what you had to represent.
Yeah, our brand, everything. And our brand was nothing at the time, in completely honest. Like, when you start, you just have to start. We did our designs in paint. We had no money. I literally was taking the business out of losses. So it was the sense of just go and do it. Don't procrastinate and just keep saying, oh, I need more money, I need more time. Mm-hmm. Just do it.
How many times did you feel like giving up?
A lot of times. Mm-hmm. There was one major time.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to throw in the towel.
Yeah.
And it was in 2014. And I had gone out to all investors. I came from banking, so I thought I'd know a lot of investors. Every single one said no. They called me a little girl. They said I'd never make it and I should give up.
Oh, my God.
So it was hard to take.
What dicks? Oh!
It was hard.
I bet they're looking back at you now like, I wish I invested and believed in this. But I think, I'm not sure when you went to investors, but I'm assuming, when did you say you went to the investors?
2014, so about a year and a half
so,
in.
So 2014, back then, the movement in fitness and in allergies and everything like that wasn't as predominant as it is now. I feel like now all of a sudden there's so many more brands out there doing similar things to what you're doing, but you were executing it way back in the day, and I feel like people weren't as knowledgeable.
Yes, they
back in the day as they are now of set allergies and people who are vegan, people who have gluten allergies, nut allergies, dairy free, etc. So like even Tesco have like the free from aisle,
yeah,
and Marks and Spencer's have like got their vegan range now, and everyone's making that shift. So I feel like in 2014 a lot of people were very narrow minded, and it's like there's one diet for everyone.
Yes, definitely. You couldn't get through to them at that point. Yeah. It was like a barrier that was up. I mean, I'm sure you found it in fitness even. Yeah. And you did it yourself and sort of changed that industry in mm-hmm. a way.
It's really hard. I mean, as a business owner, you constantly feel like you're not doing good enough. And you constantly feel like you need to be working from the a.m. to the early a.m. of the next day to have accomplished something. And like you said, there's so many times where you're going to feel like given up and feel like there's no point doing this to yourself, because you feel like you're slowly breaking down because you're giving this business your all. But if you did give up, you would have never created essentially the empire that you are creating now, and you would have never saved so many people's lives, because you are with this product. You are saving so many children's lives, helping mums and dads like find something super delicious and safe for their children who have these major allergies. So, you know, it's like, it's a great way for us to tell people to never give up. Because you never gave up, your partner never gave up, and you are now here where you are because you believed in your dream and you stayed tunnel vision when exactly. So many people told you to give up.
I know, it's so true. And that never giving up is so important, mm-hmm. having belief in yourself. Mm-hmm. I always find that people say, oh, you're lucky. And I go, it's not luck.
It's not luck.
It's about putting that one step in front of each other. Sometimes I have days and I'm like, I really can't do this.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what is happening to me, but I feel too overloaded. And it's about just stepping back a bit and then going, actually, look how I've progressed over the years. Mm-hmm. And as long as I take one step forward, no matter how small it is, it will take me further than the person that's just sitting there and going, actually, I'm not going to bother doing anything because I don't think I'll ever make it.
Yeah. And you've got to take those risks.
Yes,
because if you didn't take that risk of going out and giving people free samples, that's a big risk in itself, because you were ready to face criticism and you were brave enough to see how a consumer would react to your product. And it is the most scariest thing when you get like a bad review or when people don't necessarily like what you're putting out there. But you took that and you went back, and for 12 months you were creating something better when you could have easily been like, actually, it's clearly not that great. I'm just not going to do this. I'm going to go back to finance and banking and whatever I was doing because that's a safer option. And that's when you get this whole thing of there's that 1% in life where people need to just never give up on their dream and to be able to take criticism and to be able to take it as constructive criticism, no matter what it is. Because it's so easy for you to sit there and just feel like crap every time someone tells you that they don't like your product. But instead, you're taking that and going, great, what is it you don't like? Be specific. Tell me what I can improve on. Great, I'm going to go back to the lab or whatever, and I'm going to change it slightly. Let's see if that will improve it. And that's what you did.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh.
Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's so hard, the criticism side. It keeps you up at night. Yeah. I think it's also it's just when you build a team, mm-hmm. it's staff as well. Mm-hmm. So for example, if someone leaves, you always go, why what have I done?
Yeah.
Why are they leaving? Have I caused them to leave? Mm-hmm. All of these questions you ask yourself, but it's not about why they have left in that moment. It's about what you can do better.
Yeah.
And I constantly say that to my team, and I constantly want my friends' feedback honestly.
Yeah.
Because it's better that it's honest than someone telling me it's amazing, this product is insane. Yeah. And really it's not. And I go out there and I sell it in the likes of Sainsbury's and it doesn't do well.
Yeah.
It's because I haven't got the right feedback.
And that's really funny you say that, because it's the same thing with the Toner Sculpt team. I always say to them that you have to just tell me the honest truth, because I don't want someone to sit there and just kiss my ass. No. I don't want that. You know, like, I need my team to be the most brutal they can be, because that means that we will improve together. And it's really hard managing people. It's like, you're going to mess up so many times, and certain people need managing differently than other people, and you have to learn that along the way, which is what I'm finding out as well with the Toner Sculpt team. But one thing is really important, is that your team always has the best interest in the business, not necessarily you, but in the consumer as well. So if they think, okay, maybe by adding, I don't know, more dates, it will better the product, the consumer will be more happy, blah, blah, blah. You need to hear that feedback, even if you don't like to hear it. Yep. Even if you're like, no, I know best. No, you don't always know best. You know, your staff has your best interest at heart.
I always tell my staff, come to me, even the most crazy idea, because we have like a meeting on a Monday morning.
That's nice.
And I say, I don't care how crazy it is, just tell me it. And we've had literally people saying, oh, can we do things like stand in the middle of London, and sort of like dress up, give out product, things that basically could get you arrested. And I go, we have to tone that back a bit, but I get where you're going with this, mm-hmm. and I see how you want to grow the brand. Yes, but you've got to take the good with the bad. That's every entrepreneur has to.
How big is your team?
So our team's not that big, actually. Our team is, so 8 people in the Hampton Court office, mm-hmm. then we've got 5 people up in one of our factories and 5 people in the other.
That's still pretty decent. But then again, your business is growing a lot.
Yes. So, I mean, we don't need like huge headcount to grow. Yeah. So, for example, I can give you an example. Like a small food business with, say, 6 people can turn over up to 10 million.
Yeah.
So that's the sort of scale in terms mm-hmm. of how you can grow with a small team. And mm-hmm. it's all about the people, not about
the quantity yeah. of people.
And yeah. I would say 5 people who have the yes gene is better than 20 people who don't.
Yeah. And also it's a lot to do with marketing as well. Marketing is like a gold mine. So it's like you could literally sell anything with the right marketing and how you present the product. So even like you know, you have the likes of Kit Kat. This is an interesting story, right? Kit Kat, what do? They had that quote, take a break, have a Kit Kat.
Yeah.
So now every time someone has a little break, they think of Kit Kat. So their revenue increased like 80% in 1 year just from that phase. So it's all about marketing. It's all about having the right people in your team to promote your product in the way that you want it to be showcased. And if like someone asked you to basically define creative nature, how would you define it in like a sentence, if that is possible for you?
I would say we create products that are delicious without doubt.
Oh I wasn't expecting that. I was expect, like, you've thought that out, haven't you?
Well, what what the brand stands for. I think that's so important. So we have a branding exercise sort of every quarter, and it's to see whether everyone's on the same mission, the same vision, the same ethos. What does the brand stand for? So if you can't sum up your brand in a sentence, then I really don't think you understand your brand. And how is the consumer ever going to understand if you can't sum it up in a sentence?
Yeah, and your sentence is so clear.
And that's why I love your sentence. I absolutely love it. You've got to say it.
What, doing it for me?
Yeah.
That's the same with Tonoscope. Like, I remember when we launched in this year, the app. It was essentially to create a better consumer experience. PDFs are great, and that's how we started off, me and Jack. So same kind of like story with you guys. So when we started off, the PDFs were great, like I said, but it's just, it wasn't user-friendly. And you want something that someone feels like it's theirs. And with a PDF, it was hard to scroll on your phone. I would actually see at my local gym girls having the original Tone and Sculpt 8-week guide as a printed copy.
Wow.
I swear.
That's amazing,
like,
though. And I make you feel so good.
I walked in and I saw it and I was like, what? That's me on your piece of paper. And she was like, yeah. And I was like, why haven't you said hi to me? She goes, I know, but I just, you know. And I'm like, I'm normal. Just say hi. Like, I'm a human being. Don't worry about me. I'll always take the time out to speak to you. And she was like, and I go, tell you, you really need to get the app. Like, just download it. Just have a look. And now she's like, I don't know why I didn't get the app sooner. It's so much easier to navigate. And I can control it how I want it to control it instead of having pieces of paper at the gym. So then I always said to Jack, I want women, regardless of whether they have the app or not, I really don't care. I want them to do this for themselves, because for such a long time, I even spent majority of my fitness journey doing this for other people. And what I mean by that is I wanted to physically look a certain way to please other people. Or what I thought that, I know it sounds really bad, but what I thought men would like as well, because I got cheated on. So I thought that I wasn't good enough. I assumed that there's a reason why this person's cheated on me, because it must be me. I must be the fault. And that's what you think when you go through stuff like that. So then I was like, I'm going to change myself. And originally it was to do this for me. But as I started going more and more to the gym, it became more of a physical thing than a mental thing. I forgot why I started. So now that I've reached a place where I'm so much more comfortable in myself, not physically, but mentally, I know that I should have and will always now do this for me. And that's why I tell all my clients and every single person that follows me or the Tonoscope community, like, you have to do this for yourself, because if you don't do this for yourself, there's no integrity, there's no, you know, loyalty to yourself, and you should be your number one supporter. Because at the end of the day, if you don't have yourself, who do you have?
Exactly. It's right? So true. You need to believe in yourself
you
first.
You do. And you did.
You will have other people believe in you, and you can create that community.
Yeah, and you did. And you believed in your passion, and you believed that, you know, you essentially did this for you.
Yeah,
at the beginning.
I did it for me.
And then you were like, okay, I've done this for me. How am I going to help, I'm assuming, hundreds and thousands of other consumers to do this for themselves as well? And to not have that risk where if they want a brownie, they have to check if it's gluten-free, dairy-free, nut-free, etc., etc., because you've provided them with that fulfillment. And in business, it's always you either find a solution to a problem or you fill a need. Yeah. And that's how companies thrive. And you found a solution to a very big problem, but you also filled that need. So you done both, and I can only see Creative Nature getting bigger and bigger. This is just the start for you.
It is just the start. It really is.
But where do you have Creative Nature now based? Like, what shops can people go buy it at? Where can they, like, purchase the product, etc.?
Yeah, so now we're in Sainsbury's. All the baking mixes are. We've got products in Co-op, the snack bars. Asda has the range. We're also in 10 countries worldwide, so sort of Switzerland, Portugal. We've just launched all across the Middle East in Dubai, Oman, etc., which is super good. Yeah, and it's really good in terms of revenue-wise as well. But also the one thing that makes me happy is when I see it at a local train station.
Oh.
So when I come on the train and I'm having a really bad day and then I see someone eating it, I want to go up and run up to them and go, oh my gosh, you're eating my bar. But obviously
they'll be like, who are you?
So yeah, I mean, it is a fantastic feeling. So those are the places they're stocked at the moment. And we do have a listing coming up with a major supermarket, hopefully landing right at the end of this year.
Wow. And you can also buy it online.
Yeah, you can also buy it online on our website, creativenaturesuperfoods.com.
Everyone at, because obviously you guys gave us such a big contribution for the Toner Sculpt event. Every single person loved the fact that there was a brownie mix that they could eat. Like, everyone can eat that brownie mix.
Yeah.
And everyone was so happy. They were like, oh my God, I'm so going to make this brownie mix. So I love it. And I genuinely love it. And we have all the bars in our office. And Andy, our app manager, he's like, these salted caramel ones are really good. And I'm like, yeah, I know, they're really good. So he always has a bar a day.
You're going to like the new product even more.
Oh, no, you got to send me it.
I will. You will be one of the first people to receive it when it comes in.
Oh, I feel so special.
Your team will.
But, yeah, I really wanted to have Julianne on this podcast because she, to me, represents a woman who didn't let a no stop her. And she also believed in herself and her product so much where now, you know, you're in 10 different countries. You're in major supermarkets. And I know you'll get this other supermarket. I'll obviously pray for you because I know you'll get it.
Oh, thank you.
And, you know, you're only like about, how old are you? You're like...
Don't want to say that. But I made the Forbes 30 under 30 list. So you can.
Yeah, I remember I congratulated you. I was like, oh my God.
And we will see Chrissy on there 100%. We will see her way before she's 30.
Oh God. It's making me sweat now. I've got to actually make it now. Oh God, what if I don't make
it? You will.
But yeah, you're just such an inspiration and you really, really are, and you constantly inspire me and I constantly follow your journey. So I'm really happy that you came on this podcast, and I hope that Julianne has given you that push to just go for it, because it is scary and there will be a lot of no's and there will be a lot of people who are not going to believe in your product, whether that's digital or physical. You just have to do this for yourself and you have to just take that leap, because if you don't do it, who's going to do it? So make sure that you do. So thank you so much for being on this podcast. It really means a lot to me.
Thank you so much.
And make sure you get yourself a Creative Nature Bar. Okay, bye. Love you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.